that is something I will want to do till my last breath. I have also started, again, when I say I, it's me and my wife have started donating our platelets at the Tata Memorial Cancer Hospital, which we do every month. Okay, you may be surprised to know that the platelets from our blood, from one person, can save the life or be a difference to five patients, cancer patients who have undergone chemotherapy. And platelets is something which can be, which can grow back. So I think that is another thing in my bucket list. Right now, we have completed 40 donations of platelets. That is something I want to go beyond 100. That is in my bucket list. The other is about visiting places, go to different destinations, not only for a holiday, but for different experiences. So there are different holidays where you get different experiences. For example, we had gone to Ladakh, Leh Ladakh, 3 years ago. There was, of course, the tourist past part of the holiday, but there was also the part of going to a monastery and spending half a day there, okay, just meditating. Okay, not something that we do on a typical holiday, but that also gives a different experience. So talking about my bucket list, doing things like building toilets, more toilets, doing platelets, taking that count beyond 100, visiting as many places as I think I can, and as part of my work as well, adding value to more and more lives. I think these are the four which top my bucket list. Okay. So while I do coaching today, I do a lot of training where I have to stand in front of a room full of strangers I've never met before and deliver something of value to them. It requires a good amount of public speaking skills, and the stage fear needs to go away. When I was a child, okay, when I was in school and also in my college, I had so much of stage fear. Okay, forget about stage fear. I was an introvert who would hardly ever have a conversation with someone else. Forget about going on stage and giving a speech. I was, even in my school and college,